A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth. I am not lying. Teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and he said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they will welcome me into their homes.' He called his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another, the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here's your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent dealing with their own generation than are children of the light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in small matters will be trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest with small ones will be dishonest with great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who is going to give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. Either hate one and love the other, devoted to one, despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.